Welcome to the Off Topic Podcast, episode 151. I'm Koba the Gorilla.
And I am H, and we are back. We are a couple days away from Thanksgiving. We are a couple days away from eating that turkey that got slaughtered today.
Hell yeah.
Unfortunately. Well, nah,
are you a Thanksgiving fan?
I like Thanksgiving.
I do too.
Not anymore. I don't know. Now that I'm an adult, it kind of sucks to get to wake up early the next day.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, fuck. Suck. But yeah. I like Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I would never host it because I don't know how to make that shit, like turkey and that shit. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't like being in charge of shit like that, you know?
What about Friendsgivings?
That's cool. But also, I feel like I don't want to be a treintón doing Friendsgivings, you know?
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, I just feel like it's too much, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like people that I have to hang out with all the time, you know? It's like annoying.
I'm leaving.
We have this pod.
Yeah, I know.
But like, I have friends that are like, oh, like, yeah, nah, well, I don't know. That fool hasn't called me in like a month or whatever. And I'm like, oh, like,
who cares, you know? In a couple years, like, the fuck? Yeah. Like, what are we going to talk about now, you know?
It's like, who cares, you know? Like, I don't know. I don't like people that don't understand that sometimes you're just busy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I see it. But I don't know. I'm a fan of Thanksgiving. No, I'm going to go to my brother's house, actually.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to be sick. Yeah.
Going to eat a lot.
I miss my old dog.
So yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah, he's going to make, like, food. My brother cooks real well.
Turkey? Is going to get done with turkey?
Yeah, he's going to do, like,
oh, really?
Oreo. Yeah.
Nice. That's sick.
So hopefully. I'll bring some shit, too, you know? So.
Hell yeah.
We'll see. What are you guys doing? You guys are hosting or going somewhere?
Nah, we're hosting. It's probably just us, I think.
Yeah. Do you, like... Do you hate visita?
I do, fool.
Yeah?
Nah, I mean, when it gets too tiring, like when I see like one fool coming 1 month and then this family coming like the next 3 months, it's like, bro, like, I don't know. It's too much. It's not the same, obviously, you know? You can't like fucking go in the kitchen and make yourself a big ass sandwich at night.
Yeah. You think like you've had bad luck with visita where they are that type of visita?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, the thing is, because my room crosses like into a living room.
Yeah.
Or we just.
Oh, yeah, you got to cross.
Yeah, bitch, like I don't have enough room, so living room is where it is, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Huh?
Y'all choose going to Cali.
I know. That's how I see it, too. You know, my thing more is like, if you're traveling, like, make arrangements, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's like when I went to Denver with Diana, like, I didn't stay in no one's place, you know? Mm-hmm. We got a place, like, we rented a car, you know? Like, why am I going to go up to you and be like, hey, like, can I borrow your car? You guys have 3 cars. Like, nah, bro, like, this is your fucking trip. Like, your lack of preparation is not an emergency to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's how I see it.
So it should be.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand that shit. But I don't know. I guess it's whatever. Some people, I've heard that, like, they love hosting and they like doing all that shit.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if I had my own house and shit, like, in enough rooms and I wouldn't mind really hosting, obviously with time also.
Yeah,
but I don't know, situations like this
where like fools are sleeping for like a week there.
Yeah, where I'm stuck, like I can't make any choices, you know?
Yeah,
it's like you're fucked.
Yeah, definitely. And then also when you feel like you have to say hi to like 8 people.
Yeah, and then you're coming from work and shit, like, oh fuck, really?
I know. Do you think that's like anxiety or what is it?
I don't know. I think I was
not a little anxiety, bit, right? Yeah.
I don't know. Because I'm not shy of it. But I think, like, maybe, like, a little trauma. When I was, like, a kid, they would always make me say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
So now I have, like, that little, like, little fear, that little embarrassment. I don't know.
Yeah. You think maybe it's because, like, you were forced to? Yeah. You think it's because, like, you were forced to?
Yeah, I was.
And, like, now I'm like, man, I don't want to be forced to do that shit.
Yeah, like, fuck this shit. Like,
there's an episode on Seinfeld called The Kiss Hello.
Yeah,
and it's about Jerry, like, hates it when, like, people lo saludan a beso. And then, like, he gets heat for it in his building when he says, like, oh, I'm not into the kiss hello. Like, I don't want to do it. And everybody, like, fucking hates him after that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because he hates the obligation of it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of, it reminds me of that a little bit. But, yeah, I don't know. my thing is like, okay, if you have like a birthday fucking party or something, like I'll say hi to your mom and dad, but like I don't care about your cousins there and like your aunts. I don't know, like shit like that. Like, why am I meeting these people?
I'm not protagonists either, you know?
Yeah, I know. Does that ever trip you out that every person is like their own protagonist?
It does.
How high do you think you would have good ratings your life?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
not I feel a sad like, rating for sure, you know?
Huh?
Not a sad rating for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like when I see people and I'm like, oh, this fool has a life. Like, that's crazy. I'm like, that guy's boring, you know?
Yeah. It's a lot like God spent a couple of minutes making you and you fucking wasted it.
Yeah, I guess. Huh? I don't know. Yeah. Boring people are like.
But I'm glad I'm making it up for God. Like, I'm pretty sure God has like fucking like laughed, you know, like, or made fun of with us, like about other people.
Yeah.
I feel for sure he's on our side. He's an off-topic soldier.
There's a lot of people I've met that are like, oh, damn, for sure they got canceled, you know, with their low ratings. Yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, I think that shit. But then I'm also like, man, what the fuck makes me so special too, you know?
I don't know. But
like, I'm just someone, you know?
You're a diamond in this world.
Yeah, 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 I guess. So, yeah, I know. That's kind of funny, dude.
You can say we're the chosen ones.
The chosen
just
ones.
Just like our off-topic soldiers are.
Hell yeah. The off-topic soldiers have been stepping up, man. I want to shout them out.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
It took them 3 fucking years. Remember, I used to always get mad at my off-topic soldiers? Yeah,
you know,
I'm sorry, guys.
You're less violent on them, you know? You don't hit them with a belt no more.
I get a little angry, you know? But it's okay. Yeah. It's just because I'm passionate.
I get angry too, but behind the scenes with them.
Yeah, I know. Behind the scenes. And you know us. We don't play about that behind the scenes shit, dog. No. Kayfabe as fuck, bro. Territory wrestler shit, dude.
Fuck yeah.
That's crazy.
We'll fight out at a Wendy's parking lot.
Isn't that crazy? Like, if that was kind of like a rule, if like you worked for Bill Watts and you ran into a heel... Like at the bar, like
we should do that with podcasts. Like, I would really love to do that with other podcasts. Like, I'd get down with another podcast at a Burger King lot and like throw
like Fight Club,
yeah, like
in a parking lot.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah. But like a podcast,
but like I'll throw like patties at them, you know, like I'll make sure I order like a double double and shit. Like,
hell yeah, that's right.
That would be cool, actually. Like, podcast getting down, like, we should start that.
You know, I saw a funny meme.
Every podcast should start that.
I saw a meme where it was like, oh,
we started
HR meetings, and then it's like people fighting. And I'm like, oh, that's sick. Like, that'd be funny, you know? I feel like there's some people that I've met at work, and not even at this job. Like, this job's cool, but, like, in the past where I'm just like, damn, like, people are really like this, you know?
Oh, like,
that's
shit.
Insane, you know? Like, people are crazy. Like,
yeah.
They're, like, drama queens or whatever the fuck. Or just hostile little fucking men, you know?
Yeah, they're everywhere, though.
Yeah, yeah. That shit is fucking insane, you know? But, yeah, a podcast fight club would be pretty cool. I definitely wouldn't fight like Joe Rogan, you know?
Nah, not Joe Rogan. He's a king, you know? But like other people, like, you know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. I wouldn't fight Logan Paul. Those guys are all too tall, you know? I'm short, bro.
Nah, we'll make them allies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like He's Jake. He's cool. I like both.
I like both. But I did grow up watching Jake, like Team 10 videos. Like, yeah, fun fact, guys.
Is Team 10 Jake or Logan?
Team 10 was Jake. Jake with a bunch of other YouTubers.
They failed.
Like, yeah, I was a little fanboy. Not fanboy, but I was a loyal subscriber.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's right. You were a big Nelk guy too, huh?
Nelk guy before all UFOs, or most of UFOs.
Are you over them now, kind of?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I do respect what they've been doing and what they continue achieving. But
Is it the Trump shit?
Yeah. The whole conservative shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool, like, you're a conservative, you know? That's badass, but also, like...
But also, you're...
Chill, you know?
But also, you're...
You're Canadian, too, you know?
But also, you're frat boys that like to party and drink.
Yeah, it's like, come on, bro. Like,
you swear they don't do crazy shit,
yeah. You don't need it, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool, though. Like, fuck it, but...
They are cool, yeah. Respect to them, you know?
Fuck
yeah. And their merch is sick.
They went a long way. Yeah. I remember the first drop, it was a sweater. It was, like, probably, like, 10 years ago already. It was, like, $50 and a sweater.
What did it say? Full send?
It said, I think Nelk or Full Send. It was like bad, regular hoodie, like normal hoodie. I don't know. I was like, fuck, this is clean. It was like Supreme, but in YouTube.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Jake. You know what? The thing that turns me off about Logan, I don't like that whole like that crypto scam shit. It like turns me off. Like, you scam people. Like, to me, like, you're not necessarily like, why are you scamming people?
I don't think
it was. Also that NFT shit too, like, that's like, I don't know, I don't like people that scam with money like that. Like, for example, recently the wrestler Sabu has like needed surgeries and he's like broke.
Oh really?
And it's like
Sabu?
I don't feel bad for him because he's notoriously known for like always no showing like autograph events. It's like, let's say we're fucking promoters, like indie promoters, and like, oh, we're gonna have fucking Sapu signing fucking autographs, and like he's in his hotel and he's like, I'm not gonna go downstairs unless you pay me $200 more. Like he's known to do that shit a lot.
Oh, really?
And it's like, you're a fucking dick, fool. Like, to me, like, eso me cae mal, and like, I don't feel bad for you now because you're like greedy, you know? That's why I don't like that money shit. Like, when fools like no show shit, or when they hold up people for more money, like, I don't like that shit. Like, I don't like it when like fighters do it. I don't like it when wrestlers do it. Like,
I didn't know Sabu was like that.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's sick right now.
Like, known for that. Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, fuck these people, you know?
Shit.
I don't know. Conan, too. I don't like that fool. He's known for doing that, too.
I heard.
Yeah, he no-showed fucking Sean Oliver, who does kayfabe commentaries. He's, like, a cool guy. He's, like, interviewed, like, every fucking personality.
Oh, he showed me, yeah. He showed me a couple videos from him.
Yeah, yeah. Like, come on, bro. Like, you're a fucking dick. Like, he's, like, he never got on the plane, so he booked him a ticket. And, like, this fool just never got on. And he kept his $500 deposit. And then he said he tweeted it, and then Conan replied to it, and he was like, come get it. Like, you're never going to get it back, you know? Like, fuck you, bro. Like, I don't feel bad for you. Like, he's dying too right now. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, like, I don't know. I know it sounds hateful, but, like, it says a lot about you when you're like that. I don't like
being like that. Like, why should I feel bad for you now that you're sick, you know? Like,
to me, like, I could gladly say, bro, I'm fucking not a perfect person. I've never fucked anybody with money like that.
Yeah,
like,
it's ever. Shitty way.
Ever.
I think it's probably the grossest things. Especially, whenever you're fucking with money, I think. I don't know. And you screw somebody over money, I think that's like the grossest thing.
Yeah, like, I don't like that shit, you know? It's like, also, like, these fools are made a living, you know? They had money at one point.
Also not like paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, either, yeah. You know? It's their fault that they had money, as you know?
Yeah.
But whatever, I'm not wishing death on them, but I'm just saying, like, it says a lot about you, and that shit turns me off. But
speaking about sports or into that entertainment world of sports, we were watching the UFC fights.
Oh, yeah, huh?
This past time. What you think about it?
I wasn't surprised, by the way. A lot of people were messaging me like, I told you he was going to lose. Like, yeah, bro, I knew CB was going to lose. I said it like a million times. I didn't want him to lose, but he looked like so old and so slow.
It wasn't I don't think the fight lived up to its hype like how people were expecting it to be.
Yeah, like, Jones looked good, but Stipe looked bad. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, how much effort did you really have to put in for that win, you know?
I feel like that shit should have been finished in the first round, which it almost was. But, like, the fact that he almost made it to four, I don't know. Jones was doing badass trips. He was doing some sick-ass trips.
He dropped them,
like,
remember?
Yeah, taking them down.
In the first round, I believe.
And that spinning kick to the stomach was fucking nasty. He broke his rib, and he ruptured his spleen and shit, by the way. Like, I don't know, spleen, but something. He fucked his shit up. For sure, bruised ribs and shit. Yeah.
And in the first round, right?
Nah, that shit's funny how Brian didn't even watch it. This last Spider and the Kid episode, they were reviewing the fights. And then Brian Callen was like, oh, I finished in the first round. And Brennan was like, no, like,
did you even watch it? Clip. Like, yeah, that shit was funny.
He's like, I watched it on YouTube. Like, bro, they're not on YouTube, you know?
They would take that shit down right away.
I know, dude. I don't know. What did you think about John Jones?
Nah, like I told you, like, before it happened, like, I wasn't really excited for the fights to happen. I was just like,
It was more we were going to hang out with the homies, you know?
Yeah. I was more excited for Michael Chandler. That was badass.
Yeah, the last round was badass. People were saying fight of the year. Like, no, the fight sucked.
No, it wasn't fight of the year. Yeah. It was a badass survival for Chandler. Like, it was just badass seeing, like, the guts he has. You know, like, I don't know. It was fucking
I think
amazing.
Oliveira came out looking bad in that fight more than Chandler did.
Yeah, because now you're like, okay, so we all know Oliveira doesn't have power, and then people say he's badass jujitsu fool, you know, like,
yeah, but he couldn't even
finish. Was he really?
It. Yeah,
like
imagine Damian Maia having your back for 25 minutes and never finishing you, like, that shit would never happen. Tony Ferguson. Yeah, Tony Ferguson off his back,
which
too,
is
sometimes.
My friend, by the way.
Oh yeah, you are friends with Tony Ferguson.
Kind of, yeah. You know, I met his family and everything.
Hell yeah, you did.
In reality, I have. It's not even a joke.
No, I know. You guys shop at the same place.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that was the most. Overall, that card sucked. Another nitpick: the production for UFC pay per views is way too slow. I saw Dana criticizing that boxing events go on for way too long. He's like, oh, there's a fight, and then they have a whole press conference, a whole podcast, and then there's the next fight. Like, we don't give a fuck. And it's like, dude, like, that card was so fucking slow paced.
It was.
I don't need to see a video package and then see the fighter walk out and then see Bruce Buffer do the introduction, you know? Like, skip one of those and play all that while they're already walking out. You know what I'm saying?
Why I feel the like fuck? Not all fighters deserve Bruce Buffer too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it should only be the last, the main card, you
100%.
Know?
Or one of the important, we'll know which one.
The
ones,
last
you know?
Two.
Yeah, but like, not to be a dick, but like, why do I need to see two top 15 bantamweights in the women's division, you know? Why do I need to see their entrance and why do I need to see a promo for their fight?
You'd rather just light up a cigarette, huh?
Literally, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was way too fucking long. Bruce Buffer is cool, and he's my favorite, by the way. But fuck, man, like not everyone needs a Bruce Buffer introduction. You know,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think you earn it.
I think that was one of the worst fucking cards that I remember.
That's why I wasn't really excited. Like, because I heard,
yeah, you were kind of dreading going a little.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, why is everybody like so excited with this John Jones card? Like what's happening? You know?
Because that fight should have happened 4 years ago. It was like something that they had talked about originally. Yeah. But he didn't want to fight.
But we talked about it. What is John Jones? Is
he waits for them to be all old?
Yeah,
and he fights someone that's old. C-Bay did not give a fuck, bro. There's like pictures of him like when he was on his back, and Jones was on top of him, and he was literally just like this, like he didn't even fucking care, you know? And he's old. Like, what's he gonna do? Even when he retired, he didn't even give a beautiful speech. He said, "I'm done. Thank God." Like, shout out to my wife, and that's it. Like, he didn't even like give a speech. He didn't even do that gimmick where he took off the gloves and put it in the ring. Yeah. He just fucking said he was done, you know? Which I respect that shit. And good for him. He got like supposedly like $7 million, which is pretty good.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, remember people, Tony only left one glove. He still has one more fight.
I want to see Tony and Nick Diaz, but Nick Diaz is like on drugs right now. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they pulled him from the fight.
Oh, shit. I didn't know.
He was like all shirtless in like the streets of Vegas, I think, or somewhere. Like lighting a bush on fire.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
People say he was probably just like on shrooms or something, which he probably was, but like still it's embarrassing, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. If not, that would have been the perfect last fight for both.
Who would you think Tony would fight actually like in his
You know what next you fight? Know what I'd be down for? That would never happen. Let's do it against
Tony Connor.
Nah, let's do it against Carlos Condit. Like bring Carlos Condit back. He's still in shape.
That's too. He's old already.
They're both old.
Yeah, but Tony's 39.
Yeah, but like
Carlos is probably what 41.
But he ages like a like he fights like a dog. You know that shit ages you worse.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean it's a
no
good
disrespect
fight.
To Tony.
It's a good call what you made. But
I remember Carlos Connor versus Robbie Lawler. That shit was badass. That was when they're badass. Just leaning on the cage at the end.
For sure, top 10 fights of all time.
Oh, bro, MMA, fuck, man.
MMA
yeah,
history.
And then Condit, I thought Condit won, but dude, Robbie Lawler had a good title run, dude. How cool was UFC back then, bro? Come
2014, 15, 16. Those were the years, the golden years.
Fuck yeah,
From 2013 to 2016, or 2018, I would say, maybe.
Reebok, beginning of Reebok was like the best.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That was the best.
I don't give a fuck about
189, 205.
Oh, man. Yeah. 194.
Whenever I watch like videos of like those highlights, I was like, it brings back memories.
Fuck yeah, bro. Like that shit is fucking. Man, I was talking about this with my brother. He was like, I can't get into MMA. Like, it's, like, boring to me. And I was like, I think it turns them off, like, the whole, like, how they all kiss ass to Trump and shit. And I'm like, yeah, it kind of is annoying, you know?
Fair enough, yeah.
But, like, I think it's also, like, very exciting, you know?
Even you and me were, like, when they would go to Trump, like, bro, like.
Yeah. It was enough already.
You should also know, like, Trump doesn't know you, you know? He knows these people, not you, you know?
Yeah, Errol Hawani said to Chael that it was like political gloating, like they were just like showing off at this point. Like they gave Trump a video package and an entrance with music. Like, okay, like in most, like, and that's what Errol was saying. He was like, I've watched enough Premier League and German League soccer.
Oh,
and
really?
Like, yeah. And he was like, when the prime minister's there, they just say, oh, prime minister so and so's there, but he's not on the field, like high fiving the players, you know? And that's what Errol was saying. Like, even in Canada, like Justin Trudeau will be there at a soccer game, but he's not in the field, like
is there real
running around, you know? Yeah.
Oh shit! Yeah. Nice. I'll challenge him.
Yeah. Well, he's a combat sports guy, but I'm sure he knows. I'm sure fools like that have a good memory and they learn each shit easily. You know?
Easy, yeah.
But yeah, I think it'd be cool if they bring like an old fighter back. to fight with Tony Ferguson. I know that's not gonna happen. The Carlos Condit thing is just like a fantasy thing.
That's cool though.
Yeah, Robbie Lawler is fucking sick. I don't know, but Nick Diaz would be the perfect fucking opponent because
Nick or Nate.
Nick.
What about Nate? Because
it'll be both of their last fights. He already fought Nate and Nate choked him out.
Another one?
Nah. Nate will fucking kick his ass.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Nah, fuck you. Nah,
he was winning that fight at first.
Nah, I'm gonna call him right now. Tony.
Your guy Ryan Garcia wants to fight Jake Paul.
Nah, he's stupid already. I gotta whip his ass soon.
Your guy.
I like him still, but like he's a dumbass, you know.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Somebody has shit. To check him.
I don't care about any of those fools, like those YouTube fools, like at all. And I like Jake Paul, but I don't like.
Yeah, it's too much already. The Mike Tyson was way too much.
I know. I'm not that kind of person
anymore. I'm surprised a lot of you guys were posting that fight. Like, you should be embarrassed about yourselves, like, a little bit at least, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I was seeing. Like, you're really watching this?
Damn. I didn't even watch it either, bro. And I got home on time.
Somebody asked you, like, hey, I'm pretty sure you watched the highlights. I don't know who did. Somebody asked. I remember somebody asked you, I know you watched the highlights at least. And then I was even like, I know this was didn't even watch the highlights. If I didn't watch them, he didn't.
Yeah, I didn't watch that shit. I didn't at all. I just saw whatever was on Twitter.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, this is fucking whack.
What are you guys expecting? Like,
and then I saw so much grandma that like ringside tickets were $2 million. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Not even a fucking F1.
Yeah. That's crazy, you know?
And if you did spend that, you're dumb.
Yeah.
But they weren't $2 million.
Yeah, they weren't doing that shit. Even if they fucking used SeatGeek and got $20 off with the Coda Off Topic podcast, it's still not a good deal.
It's not.
You know? But next time you go to your event, you go to SeatGeek.com and at checkout, you use code Off Topic Podcast, OFFTOPICPODCAST, Off Topic Podcast, and get $20 off your tickets. And we'll get a little kickback and keep the lights on this fucking beautiful production that we call the Off Topic Podcast. And where can these beautiful people find our social media, brother?
At Off Topic Podcast 34. You can follow us on X or Twitter, whatever you guys call it, at Off Topic 34. Like us on Facebook, official Off Topic Podcast. And you can find us on all platforms.
Hell yeah, bro. We're going to get a little round of applause for the sponsors. They do love us and we love them.
Yes, sir.
We are highly paid stars.
We are.
And you know what? And they love us at Spotify. We walk in the Spotify office and they say, hello, Mr. Esteban. How you doing?
Here's your coffee.
Here's your cappuccino. Would you like a beer?
Not even coffee. They just want offer you a beer.
That's super shitty. Yeah.
That's badass. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I was hearing? That bomb, or the concert bomb, like, has an atmosphere?
What?
Fuerza Regida.
Their festival, or their...
Yeah. Oh, no, not their... Oh, I heard the festival bomb, too, but their concert here in L.A. I think they had two concerts.
Diana went to that. I thought it was lame.
Huh?
I thought it was lame.
Oh, no, but I heard it was cool because they brought, like J.D. from Herencia de Patrones, Legado Siete, like, all the old school fools. Not even old school because it was, like, 5 years ago, but...
Yeah.
It's already, like, considered old school in that genre, I guess. But it was pretty fucking badass. Like, they had Maximo Grado, like... I don't know. I think that was cool.
Yeah.
Kind of sucked.
But why'd you hear that it was a disaster, though?
Oh, the crowd didn't know who they were. Like, all those fools.
That's what it is, the girls and shit?
Yeah. Like, some girls did, but, like, the majority...
Hey, they draw a good crowd. I'll give them that.
Like, they do.
As much shit as I talked about them, and I don't like their new music, that's fine. I don't hate them either. But, yeah. Like, damn, props to them. Like, at the end of that day, business is about making money, and they're fucking making money, and, you know, props to them for that shit. Yeah. Like, and they do have cool songs, you know?
Yeah, but even then, that, like, these LA concerts that kind of, like, sucked as in the crowd, they brought in, like, badass people. Like, yeah. I don't know. I kind of wanted to go now.
So you're saying more the crowd sucked?
Yeah, the crowd sucked.
Okay, but that's really my bad. I misunderstood.
Yeah, because they didn't know who, like, fucking Maximo Grado and Leal Siete, Los Hijos de García were, like, I don't know. That shit would have been lit.
Yeah, I feel like that shit happens in wrestling sometimes where, like,
and La Guitarra was
they get
there
no reaction, yeah.
Yeah. When does that happen in wrestling, though? Like, when they're, like, in a city, too, like, where, or how is it, like?
Fuck, you know what? I feel like it hasn't happened in a long time.
Oh, really?
Because if you're a star now, everybody knows who you are now.
Yeah, especially with social media.
Social media and stuff.
Yeah,
like
you're
that.
Right, you're right.
So I can't really think of one right now, but I do know it's, like, the opposite sometimes where, like, for example, when Sting came over. And he had that WrestleMania match with Triple H, one of the worst matches I've ever seen in my fucking life. And, like, you can so tell it was Vince McMahon telling Michael Cole in the earpiece, because fun fact, they're connected, and this whole time he's like telling him what to say. And he tells him, well known that he tells him like, oh, like shit on Sting, you know? And then like Michael Cole was like, take a look at that crowd, Sting. This is what 50,000 people look like. And blah, blah, blah. Like, bitch, he was a big star on WCW Monday Night Show. Like, he's seen sold out crowds, you know? Like, people were just shitting on him, you know?
And
wrestling. Yeah. This is what it looks like, Sting. He's never been in the bright lights of WrestleMania. That's the game. That's Triple H, the Cerebral Assassin. Like, bro, Sting wrestled fucking Hulk Hogan, you know? And Ric Flair. Like, Sting's also a star. And Kurt Angle. Yeah, so, is. Like, who the fuck are you saying, like, oh, this was never been here before? Like, yeah, he hasn't.
I watched Sting in TNA, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, get the fuck out of here. Sting, Samoa Joe, like, fuck off, you know? Like, maybe you don't know who Sting is, but, like, that's an example of, like, someone not translating on, like, with a crowd or, like, with a... where crowds don't really know them anymore, you know?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But is that because the crowd was, like, so close where they don't even know about, like, other organizations?
I think that, and also I think the WWE production, like that example I gave you with the commentators.
Yeah, they just shit point.
They could have got that story over and gotten his career over and, like, tell people why it's important and how long he's been out there on top. Instead of just, like, oh, this is the first time, like, he's ever seen bright lights like this. Like, why are you shitting on your guy that you just paid millions of dollars for, you know? So that was one of the worst runs ever. And then Seth Rollins hurt him, and then he retired. And then he went back to AEW, obviously.
Sad ending.
I mean, he made a lot of money, so not sad or nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
but, at least in paper.
Yeah, at least he made money, you know? Mm-hmm. I respect that shit. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, even with Fuerza Regida, like, fuck it. Like, they sold tickets, you know?
Yeah, they
I gotta give props to that. Yeah. Yeah, but for I'm not like a big mark for them, you know? But,
not anymore. Me.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows, big dog? How are you feeling today?
I'm good. Drinking a Coors Banquet.
Hell yeah.
Fun fact, this is off topic. Third favorite beer.
What's our first favorite beer? Modelo?
I don't know first, but Modelo took over, you know?
Yeah.
At least in Republic. That's all we drink.
Yeah. That's what we drink, huh?
Yeah.
Modelo.
We'll criticize a lot in the first episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
About what, Tecate Lights or what?
Yeah, because we were like more Tecate Lights, but since they don't have it everywhere. So it's like...
Oh, I know. Vanessa was talking shit about Tecate Lights. I forgot to tell you about that. Yeah, yeah. She was like, it tastes like fucking piss.
Everybody's she was pissed to her.
Yeah. I think people every time say shit tastes like beer tastes like piss. Yeah.
Bro, beer's like the funniest, like, alcoholic drink.
Fuck, yeah.
Because beer. You can have a lot of it and not get fucked up right away. Like with bourbon and like scotch or tequila, like, couple shots you're already out, you know?
Yeah,
like, and fuck whoever says like, oh, they could handle a whole bottle like that.
I don't believe that shit either. Like, oh, me and my friend killed a bottle. Like, I don't know. Like, okay, maybe you did, but like, I bet you guys got stupid, you know?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you guys probably did like some gay shit, you know? Like, yeah, dude, oh my god, it was this fucking funny ass video that I was gonna send to Wolves about like this. It was like this like little clip from a documentary of in jail. And it was like these two gay cholos. And it was like, pues no miren los ojos. And yeah, I told them, I love you, fool. Like, you know?
Oh, I didn't see that. It's
so gay, dude. I fucking wish that I would have said it to you, bro. I wish I had it on deck right now.
I think
now.
I ran into it, though.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what the fuck? That's so funny. Because we always send Vos cholo shit. And like, I guess, but I don't know. It was just, it fucking made me laugh so fucking hard, bro. And I can't find it, so I guess it doesn't matter.
He wants cholos that, like, cholos, believe in all of, you know?
Charles fool, like, what are you doing, Charles fool? Is Wolf your favorite cholo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he hasn't even been in jail.
I know, huh? Yeah. How do you laugh? Remember that one time we were hanging out with Wolf and one of his friends came and they were walking and then you started laughing because we were walking behind him and you were like, look, you know, like, they look like Pares and Matones. And in reality, like, they're just some retail guys, you know?
Like, they serve, like, 10 years each.
Yeah. Even though they just did RTVs and shit. That shit makes me fucking laugh, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That shit is so funny, dude. Hey, did you see, you used to watch Full House, huh?
I did.
Yeah? Do you remember it, or do you just remember watching it?
I remember it, but yeah. I don't remember episodes clearly.
Oh, you don't remember it? Okay, you don't remember like that? Okay, cool. Yeah.
But I did watch a lot of Full House.
Oh, you did?
Saved by the Bell, I didn't much. Like, probably episodes one here.
You think you're what do you think is like the best thing that you remember? Like, what's the best part of your, like, what does your memory like hit the hardest, you know?
Like an age, or what are you talking about?
No, like, you know how like you said you don't specifically remember episodes? Like, what do you remember? Like, do you have good memory or not? You know what I mean?
I think I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's interesting, because I feel like you remember old stories that when we were like fucking in middle school, and I don't remember.
Yeah.
But then with like other shit, like a movie or some shit, like you'll forget. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because you remember shit like, oh, I remember that time in middle school. Like, I remember I got down with this Chilean kid and this and that. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't really remember that.
I don't think you were there.
I know, but I'm saying, like, that's an example of, yeah, like, your memory could be, like, that good. And then it could also be, like oh, yeah, that I used shitty, to watch a lot of Full House. It's like, oh, but I never fucking,
yeah,
I
don't remember. Yeah, I remember, like, Zack and Cody and Sweet Life on Deck episodes, even That's So Raven.
Yeah.
And shit like that. But not Full House. Full House, I don't know. I would just watch it to watch it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it was entertaining for me at 7, 8 years old.
Did you see that John Stamos got a fucking bald cap?
He
had a fucking co-star in that show, mm-hmm, who had cancer. And I guess, you know, but people do that gimmick where like they cut their hair with their friend to like show support, which is like the other co-stars did it. And then this one did like a bald cap, which is like makeup basically. Funny. And it's like fucking so shitty, you know? Like, I was telling my brother, I was like, that's cool. Like, I wouldn't want to shave my head either just because someone I know has cancer. But I wouldn't even do the bald cap. I wouldn't even do anything anyway.
Yeah.
Know? I would just, like, donate something to 20, their GoFundMe 20 or something. Bucks. Yeah, no, for real, yeah. That's more helpful,
I guess, yeah.
But I was just like, nah, I wouldn't do that shit. Would you do that shit for someone?
Nah.
I wouldn't even ask someone to do that for me either. God forbid I fucking ever have cancer. Yeah, I'm not going to will. But, yeah, like,
I don't know. That's kind of shit. That's kind of shitty of that person asking somebody to shave their head.
You think they're asking them to, or are they, or the people do it?
I feel like the people do it because they're gonna get a badass reaction to get themselves over.
Oh yeah.
I don't think nobody, because a trend is to get yourself over a little bit. Like, why would you get yourself over like a cancer patient? You know.
Yeah.
And if you're a cancer patient asking, like, also like. Fuck you too, you know, like you ain't in no position to be asking shit.
You're not in charge of shit, bro.
Yeah. Oh wow, because now you're like Austin 316. You could do shit.
So
you ain't so cold.
That's so stupid. That's hilarious, man. Yeah, I'm not. That is shitty of him to do though. Like, to do the ball cap. It's so lazy, bro. He looks so stupid.
It's so fake.
It's so fucking lazy and it's so fake. And then they look so happy in the picture. And then some people were saying, like, oh, like, you don't know. Maybe his co-star was like cool with it. But it's like,
he tried.
But like, why even still do it, you know?
I don't know.
I think that's so crazy, dude.
Oh, fuck.
It's hilarious when people just become like super phony, you know?
That's fucking funny though.
Yeah. That's insane.
I gotta go laugh at that.
I know, dude. You know what also makes me laugh when we're together and then we see like a cholo in a wheelchair come in, and then you just immediately laugh
because you know he got like shot or
yeah, like he didn't get hurt playing football, you know?
Yeah,
yeah. The fool got shot
like, you know? That happened like when he was 16. Yeah. And he's like 68.
That's crazy, you know? Well, and then they always have like a blanket on their lap, you know? Have you noticed that? Cholos in wheelchairs always have blankets.
Like a Dodgers one.
Yeah, dude. But it's like black and white, you know?
Like a Raiders.
Yeah, yeah, like Raiders style.
Or
yeah,
like
yeah.
A lion, you know, like, yeah. Like a little Mexican blanket.
Yeah, that shit's crazy, huh? Fuck, damn.
Do they still get boners?
I think.
I don't think they
it's
do.
Below the waist. I don't think they do anymore.
I was once to ask somebody like that.
Why are you curious about that? You I'm think curious. That would suck or what?
Oh yeah, like
yeah, that would
it's like
suck,
who do you fuck? Like you didn't get a bitch.
But you can't even like jerk off either. Oh, that sucks shit. Too, you know? Think about it, you gotta get hard to like.
So what do they
calm,
do?
You know? I think
they piss?
No, I think your dick just like starts to get cold, no?
I don't know.
Blood
I don't
doesn't know. Rush not, through it.
My legs work.
No, I know, but I'm saying like I don't know, that's what I think, dude.
Well, that's what your homies.
Do people in wheelchairs still get erections? Do people in wheelchairs still get erections?
Yes, people in wheelchairs can still get erections. The ability to have an erection depends on various factors, including the level and completeness of a spinal cord injury, if that's the cause of their paralysis. Many people with spinal cord injuries can still experience sexual arousal and erections through different types of stimulation. It's a complex
issue. That's enough. Not science class either, you know? I guess it's possible. I don't think it is, though. I don't know. Look at us disagreeing.
But like, also, like, who's really going to fuck him in a wheelchair, you know?
There's
like only a stripper.
There's an episode in Curb where he dates a girl in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And he has her in his contacts as Diana Wheelchair, because that's her name, Diane. But like, he forgets her name, so he just writes Diana Wheelchair. It's funny. It's a really good episode. Diana Wheelchair. Yeah. Would you ever date a girl in a wheelchair? Can you let me finish the sentence?
I wouldn't.
Dude, that's insane, bro.
I wouldn't.
I know. One time I asked...
Bro, all you're going to get from there is like a fucking badass parking. I ain't gonna fucking like sell my life for like a parking lot.
Yeah. So I can walk into Jack a little faster.
Yeah, it's like, bro, now I gotta fucking like drive you everywhere inside of you.
And you gotta have those transformer vans that like lift up with the ramp.
I gotta have like those fucking Dodge vans.
Yeah.
Fuck no. I feel like it's a hassle too.
You think so?
Bro, you're like, imagine you guys go out drinking and you have to like pick up the fucking wheelchair.
Get a DUI in a wheelchair because it's electric. Imagine. Yeah, fuck, dude. Man. I don't know. I remember I asked one of my homegirls one time. I was like, hey, like, if your husband, like, became a vegetable, like, what would you do? And it would be like, I would leave him, honestly. Like, I can't do that shit.
What is it?
I'll tell you later.
Ah, but you forget to tell me later.
Remind me then. All right. And that's just funny, you know?
All right.
But, like, I'm sure that's hard living with someone that's, like, a vegetable, you know?
Like, I fucking leave that person. You're a vegetable. fake-ass zucchini.
I don't know.
That's because you're a vegetable. You can't do shit.
You know what, though? I do believe in taking care of your partner in sickness.
Like obviously, like if we've been, like, together, like, 20 years and, like...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I understand that, but, like if we're
dating... Like, you're just dating a girl,
and you're a vegetable. Like,
yeah. That's what it is. There's an episode in Seinfeld where Elaine's dating, like, this really hot guy, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And he's, like... But he's, like, an idiot. But he's, like, good-looking. And he falls off a mountain going mountain rock climbing. And his face is disfigured, and, like, she leaves him, you know, because he's not, like, good-looking anymore.
That's funny.
Yeah, like, she cares about that shit, you know?
Well, yeah.
It's fucking funny.
That's fucking funny, though.
It's not worth the parking, then, huh?
Fuck no.
Damn, imagine during concerts, though. That'd be fucking clean, huh?
I guess.
Get to leave all quick.
Even then, it's not worth it. You can't enjoy it. You're taking care of somebody.
Yeah, that is true, huh?
Nah, fuck that. Nah, no handicaps. I mean, yeah, they could listen to it, but, like, we won't be dating them, you know?
Mate, but you know what? Yeah, I mean...
Unless you want to, but not me.
I hate your metal mole bits. I think they're so funny.
Your metal mole?
Yeah, that's true.
Metal mole.
I fucking hate that shit so much.
It hits a spot.
You have some good bits right now. You're on fire lately. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your oldest bit? Is Pratt your oldest bit? Yeah. Huh?
I think that you and me have been running. Pratt has been, because Pratt has been running since like 2015, 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking old.
Yeah, it's old, 10
years old.
It's crazy that we can't get it over, huh? It's fine.
Nah,
I think it's more for us.
It's for us because it's also like.
Yeah. you know. Yeah.
And people would think we're crazy if we tell our friends, like Vance, Vic Vance, and other people, like, they'd probably think we're crazy.
I know. I noticed, like, a lot of people did not like Pratt, even, like, people that like our shit. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, though, you know? Like, opinions, you know? But it's more for us.
Yeah. Should we bring Pratt one day?
Nah, I don't think we can. Unless I can... Or someone,
yeah, like a couple miles.
I love that fucking character shit. Like, that improv shit is like so fucking funny. Like,
I mean, Tom's been asking to come back.
Comedy Bang Bang, I fucking love it. Even 10 Minute Podcast, when they do characters, dude, I fucking pop.
Who did 10 Minute how they had like the Brian would do a character with like a black chick. What was her name?
No, that was Will Sasso. He would do
Will
Shauna.
Sasso.
Yeah, he played her, yeah.
What was her name?
Shauna.
Shauna.
Keeping it real with Shauna. She would just come in.
That's like, fucking funny.
The middle of the episode. And yeah, he probably wouldn't do that bit anymore.
Huh?
Nah.
Will Sasso wouldn't?
Probably not.
Like what? Democrat? Or like?
Nah, it's a little.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he doesn't like say the N-word or nothing like that. But... Yeah. But it's a white man imitating a black woman. I don't care, but also I'm not black, so I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how if people would feel some type of way, and if they did, I wouldn't really like blame them, but
me, like if somebody tried imitating a Mexican, like I would
it's okay, it's empty.
Oh. Yeah. Like I would just want to
pick it up though. Yeah, I might have a little water in there. It's okay.
Oh no.
Just in case. Yeah.
Like for me, like if somebody tried imitating a Mexican, like I just want it to be good, you know? Like, I don't really care if it's a white guy or black person.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
Like, no. It just better be, like, badass, which, unfortunately, it's not accurate when other races do it.
Yeah.
I think they're like, yeah, we could do the...
Yeah.
For me, like, whenever they imitate, like, I think they always want to imitate, like, cholos.
Yeah, like, Jeremiah the other day was like, hey, do you like this comedian? And it's like some cholo with a headband, and he like wears the whole thing. And I was like, and he does like stand up, and it's like I would never watch a stand up.
Oh, he would watch it.
And he's like over and shit, you know.
Oh, really?
Like even Ian likes him. Look at them.
Oh, really? Oh, got disappointing.
But like, I don't like that shit. And I was like, I don't like comedians where they bring guitars, where they have costumes. Like even like the Bird Crasher taking his shirt off kind of turns me off a little bit.
Really?
Like, not that I think he's like not because of how he looks, just like it's a gimmick, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you go see Rey Mysterio and he better do the 619, you know? But it's not as sick. It's just a guy taking his shirt off. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know.
Good point.
But who the fuck knows, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What else we got on that?
We got a lot of shit, big dog. We got a lot of shit. We have...
Because I know we have many topics today.
We're talking about soccer.
Mexico won
4-0 the other day.
We were. Hell yeah, 4-0.
My brother and you were talking about how... The Kings League are kind of taking off.
So Kings League, so I mean, do you know about it?
Yeah, it's like an influencer league.
So it's an influencer league. I think it's like more like an indoor soccer league where they like fucking get YouTubers or content creators who are like worldly known, and they also get like former soccer players, like actually like real soccer players, like yeah, Shay Martinez, Tito Villa, a lot of badass players. They even had like European ones too. I think it's just like a little indoor kind of like beanie content creating soccer with different rules, obviously, besides soccer. And I think it's been blowing off. What are some of the rules? Huh?
What are some of the rules?
Some of the rules, honestly, I'm not even too familiar with our rules, but I think like you don't even get expelled in it in the Kings League. You're more free. And I think every foul is like a penalty, bullshit like that. But it's been blowing off.
Did you ever play FIFA Street?
Once.
Well, I never
not played once, it. Was it but sick? Like I played it 1 year. It's fun, but yeah. I'd rather play real soccer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think that applies to like real soccer and influencer soccer? Like, where why would I watch this?
Yeah, because like I'm not gonna waste my time with this league that doesn't even matter, you know?
Yeah, like I don't even want to see KSI doing fucking anything, let alone him playing a sport. And I'm not saying he's in it, but I'm just saying, like, in general, like, why would I watch these?
I think he's part of it. He's like a sponsor.
I bet he is. I bet he is. Yeah. I don't know.
But they've been having success. Like, it's pretty cool, I think, also. But also, like, I wouldn't even, like, involve myself in it unless they invite me, obviously.
Yeah. You'd be all fake. The best the highest level football in the world. I think Kai Cenatis is the greatest of all time.
I would want to participate in it, I'm not gonna lie.
Though. Would you really? Like playing?
Yeah.
Could you go hold your own with those?
Yeah.
That's right.
Because it's not all like pro soccer.
I feel like you were really good at soccer.
I was okay.
Yeah.
Like, I was tough. Like, just like how I am at work, like, I was tough. Like,
damn, that's right.
Yeah, that's how I was. But I wasn't, like, fucking Ronaldinho. Like,
but yeah, no shit.
Yeah. But I was good. I was
because even like, you were a little chunky and, like, you still moved really good. You know?
Yeah, no, that was when I was, like, big. But when I was, like, a little skinnier, I was.
I imagine if you, like, worked out and, like, watched and knew about carbs and calories or whatever the fuck. Like,
I fucked up, like, in my early years, but. My parents didn't send me to a academic school or like a club, so they fucked up soon.
They fucked up. I know, huh?
They fucked up.
Drizzling shit's guidance. Nah, just kidding.
Kind of. Yeah, I've told them before.
Oh,
too.
You told them that?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I had to get it off my chest too.
Did that make you angry for a little bit?
Yeah, because I'm like, bro, like all these people were running like karate. Because I once drunk karate when I was like 5.
You were doing karate?
I wanted to.
Oh, you wanted to?
I wanted to do like sports all the time.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, my dad bought me like a fucking shitload of baseballs like when I was like 8 or 7.
Damn, really?
Because I was like into baseball like when I was like 7 or 8. Like, I like Alex Rodriguez and shit. Fun fact, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I was, like, big into baseball back then. And then I was... But I wasn't in a team, so, like, who the fuck is going to watch me? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I just gave up on that, and I got soccer, and I stayed in soccer for a long time. And oh, no. I like basketball first. Even my dad built me, like, a basketball court in the backyard.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. And,
like,
yeah.
But then they told me that, oh, you got to be, like, 6 feet tall, like, 2 feet. Yeah, and be like, yeah. So what the fuck am I going
to
be?
Yeah. It's going to get to a point where... Now you're playing with some fucking black kid from Memphis, you know, who's like 6'7". So like every juice
just started getting crushed, you know.
Damn, 2 drinks crushed in a row though.
And then soccer was like, too late already. You know, like I joined my first soccer team like when I was 15, 16.
Damn, is that late already?
Yes. Yeah. Like to barely be joining?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you tell him that it was drizzling shit?
Like a couple years ago.
That's funny.
It wasn't a jokingly way. It wasn't like a fucking serious conversation.
Yeah, you weren't crying about it.
But
yeah,
I threw it in there, you know, like
what did they say?
Well, yeah, if I fucking had all the fucking badass support, if I was in a Real Madrid academy, I would have been fucking playing right now.
Damn. How much, people pay for that shit, like parents?
Yeah, but they got to move. I don't know. I think when they're like very underage, they got to move over there to like Spain and shit like that. Or to a European club, they got to move with them. It can't be just them.
You would have been down to do that shit?
I was willing to.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because I remember I had signed up for a fucking soccer academy in Miami, actually, when I was 14, 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
That's cool.
Yeah, you signed up for it? I did, but I don't know what happened. I think I had to went to trials, and I didn't make it.
Oh, yeah, really? Hey, it's okay, bro.
But it's a whole other level.
I was waiting for like a I got hurt and this happened.
Nah, I'm a person that never lies about like injuries because a lot of people do. Like people who are like were gonna be like prospects, like they always lie. Oh, like I was gonna be a soccer player, but like I got injured. I never lie. Like I knew I was limited.
Yeah, you hit a ceiling eventually.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure like early on in like when I was like 7 or 8, if I like really focused at that time, like I would have been soccer player.
Do you think podcasting and being successful in podcasts can ever replace that feeling, or do you think that's
gonna be something? I thought about that.
You're mad that didn't happen.
Nah, I think that'll replace it. Like I'm not mad for it, you know.
Is it a constant battle, like replacing it, or is it just like
nah? Because I know it's gonna happen, obviously with time. But it's never like a battle. Like I'm like, oh fuck, it was funny. You know the times I played, at least I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so you're like, not angry yet.
Nah,
that's like, good.
I think I found my real love of content creating, you know, and like being on the platforms on camera. Yeah. I think that's my real thing, you know.
Yeah, I know. I did an interview for one of my homegirls, like a college project and shit. Mm-hmm. Just like a phone interview, like just emailed me some questions and shit. And it was like she's got to interview people in like a career that she would like not do or do, one of those two. I don't know. I'm a little faded right now. So
yeah.
Anyway, and then he was like, and she asked me questions, and then one of them was like, "Oh, what's something that you gotta get used to?" And my thing was like working with someone else because like we're kind of similar, but we're also different, you know.
We are.
Like you do like that visual shit, that camera shit, like that's your shit, you know. And like with me, it's like I kind of have that stubbornness with like, oh, I want to keep it old school, like audio, you know? Like, I want to do that shit for, like, old podcasts that I used to listen to, 10-minute podcasts that were only ever audio, you know?
Yeah.
Shit like that. Like, I want to keep it like that. But then it's also, like, the world is changing and, like, shit changes and that's changing, you know? So.
But you're not scared of cameras. Or are you?
I kind of, like, hate seeing myself a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of do, yeah. Wow. I just don't like it, yeah.
I feel like you would do really great on cameras.
But, like, I know it's a necessity, you know?
Yeah, obviously. Like, if you want to, like, do a commercial, like you're gonna have to, or like even a movie, like if you get a fucking role, like I even though you're not in acting, but I do see you like in a movie one day.
Yeah, and I'm just like, fuck that, like I don't want to do that. But then I know that's also challenging, or also like I don't know what's another thing that we have different sometimes. Nah, other than that, that's pretty much it, huh?
It's because we're not really different, honestly, you know.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Like sometimes I feel like we agree too much, but then I'm like, and I even tell you like, oh, fuck, we agree too much.
It's okay. I mean, I think you said it, not telling me personally, but you even said it. It's okay, we disagree. But then I'm like, okay, but what I disagree on, you know?
Yeah.
I'll disagree with you. Like, if I disagree on you.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Like, what is there to disagree, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you and me hate the same person, then I ask you, like, you saw that? Like, you're going to say that same thing? Like, I saw that.
Yeah, like, fuck this guy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know. And that's when I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to disagree just to disagree. So, yeah, like, obviously. Fuck it. Like, we'll just agree, you know? But I don't know. But, yeah, it was interesting answering some questions like that, yeah.
That's cool.
That was pretty cool, yeah. I felt a little famous, you know?
That's sick. But it was by email or, like,
how? It was just, like, a written one, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, I didn't... I'm not a fucking reporter either. I'm not famous.
Did she pay you? Like, was she supposed to pay you?
No, I didn't ask for payment.
You know the lawyer.
I'm a nice guy. Fucking sue and shit. Yeah, no. I don't know. I always hope to be like that guy that, like, let's say, like, when we make it or whatever, I still want to be that guy that, like, talks to people, you know?
You still want to be approachable.
Yeah, and yeah. I know it might not be possible once you hit a certain stride.
Obviously a certain stride, but I still want to, like, still want to be able to go inside the Denny's or something, you know?
That's also what I'm saying.
Also, even if we get to, like, the Rock level, like, I'll still try to fucking, like, sneak into the West Covina Mall. just to fuck with security.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's fun, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to, like...
Because you don't want to be, like, a Kanye West either, you know?
Like, yeah. I don't need to have I don't want to have security and shit, you know?
Yeah, I have one. Like, I'll have a fucking, like, Chris a Marine or Paul the Marine.
Yeah,
you know? Or my cousin Bobby Wood, dude. The Marine.
Oh, I know, huh? Be like, hey, Bobby Wood. Yeah. Get a concealed carry. But you can't drink, though.
Okay.
Did you even see him when he came back?
No, but I'm going to see him pretty soon. I got news from Floyd Mayweather that he's going to be coming back. So I'm excited for that. And we are
Who's Floyd Mayweather?
His dad. I call his dad Floyd Mayweather because he's, like, a little darker. Yeah. He's fucking cool as guy. Like, he's my favorite uncle.
Yeah. He has an uncle that he says looks like Floyd Mayweather.
That's Bobby Wood's dad. Yeah. Bobby Wood is my cousin who's serving in the Marines right now in North Carolina. You call him Mayweather. Yeah, I call him Bobby Wood and then his dad Mayweather.
Bobby Wood is such a clean nickname.
Yeah, he was having a banquet, actually. Or no, he was having a natural light.
Really?
Yeah, in North Carolina. Sorry for burning you out a little, but... Oh,
they fine him?
I'll take the blame, Mom, Bobby Wood. Don't worry.
They kicked me out. Yep. Dishonorable discharge. I can't do his voice. It's been a while since I've seen him. I think the last time I saw him was, like, what, 2 years ago?
When
was that Risk It All show?
Like, 2-3 years ago. Two, three years.
That's the last time I saw him,
man. I saw him probably like last year.
That's cool. You know, we love the armed forces here at the Off Topic Podcast.
We do. We support them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else? Support our Off Topic Army.
Yes, sir.
Take us on a little goodbye, bro. Take us on a beautiful journey.
Well, we'd like to thank you guys for serving and listening and subscribing to our platforms, our main podcast here on Apple and Spotify and all those other Android platforms that you guys listen to.
And gross. Make sure, don't listen to Android.
Yeah, like, get an iPhone already.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you. We thank you guys because Thanksgiving is coming up, and we want to thank all our listeners for staying in touch every Monday at 5 a.m. And you guys know, no Monday is boring anymore, because I hated Mondays too, Dusty. But you had a point. Mondays aren't boring because Mondays is Off Topic Day.
All right, guys. Off Topic Podcast. That was episode 141.
151.
I'm Koba the Gorilla.
And I'm H.
And we are out, ladies and gentlemen.